Anlass hat, wo in Hirschli und Kerzoi, als Geschmackstellung für Rabbi Yoshi. You run with a river, you know, you get a lot of Geschmack out of pushing through with all the Hasidim around us. There's a Hanoah it's a shame, Hanoah starts more. Vehishli and Kerzoi with Nabosa, Eilim Shubat, Eilim came also the Shoim Shomayim. And he says there, how one hater, and he goes through the different examples of the Shus, and he says, Klola Shal Dobra, this is the Klal, and then we'll see what kind of thing is there for us, the Maisa, because as you see, the Shulchan Aruch is not saying it's Vidas Chassidus. So it's the Shulchan Aruch, it's Halacha, and it's Siman, that's why it's worth seeing. He says at the end, what's the klal? Klal is shal dobro. Chayav odom losun eina v'libo yal drocho. This is chayav to put his eyes and his heart, and his, in other words, use his seichel to be shokel, to judge, to dance. Kol ma'asav v'moyin le'sichlon, on the scale of his seichel. And when he sees something that will bring him towards avoidus avoyro yaseyu, he should perform that, he should do that. If it will not bring him to Avodah Zarah, he shouldn't do it. So says the Shulchan Aruch, he ends off and he says, Umi Shanoi Kain, someone who's knowing in this way, he says, is Oyveh Zarah Tomi. He is constantly Oyveh Zarah. Okay. Right after the Hill of Prophets. Someone who doesn't is Oyved Es Haboyrei Tomi. So, we see in Shulchan Aruch the possibility to be Oyved Hashem 24 hours a day. And he doesn't say this as being, again, it's not Midas Chassidus. There are things in Shulchan Aruch which are Midas Chassidus. Now, to be Mechaven in everything, the Shem Shemayim, which he says that the person is hired to do, who can do that? It's a frightening Shulchan Aruch. But that's what we're trying to do, the goal today, to see how, from Rabbi Sein, how they brought this into our life, our daily living. One has to know that there are thousands of Madregas, of Dargas. There isn't just the Oyved Hashem, or the term would be the Chiloni Chod. Isn't just the two extremes. There's a myriad of different levels, from the complete Oyved Hashem to the Madrega, which is Chod, complete Chod, which is what the Goyim are. And Kibbalah, Rabbi Sein, from anyone who's heard Sichot from the Rosh Chivas, the Shana, from the Volva, from the Torah, on which our lives are based, that any hesek, any achievement, the slightest aliyah in this regard, in this inyonim, within this myriad of the range from the Oyved Hashem 24 hours a day, everything completely, the chidim that they are, to the other extreme, any hesek in this regard, slightest achievement is an aliyah in a dar, is not a darbi in a way that's sure. So that what this means is, even though we can't get to in one Vavas achas kol ma'aseh for Yudah Shem Shemayim, that we shouldn't mazniach that which we are able to achieve, that which we can reach. So now, what this implies then is that there's a myriad of areas where you have a tziruf of self-pleasure at the same time with Kavana and Hashem Shemayim. And what we get from Rabbi Sein is, from the one extreme, the Oyved Hashem Gomel, and the other extreme, Chol, complete Chol, for complete chilomi. That with the various, the myriad of different levels in between, of combinations, where you have the Kavod L'Shem Shemayim, but you also have the to a certain level, the self-enjoyment, the self-pleasure, where one is enjoying it without the full level of L'Shem Shemayim. That is also Nachas Ruach. If a person has some level of L'Shem Shemayim, that is also Nachas Ruach. That's what the sort of Mashe Shamanu from what's brought in Torah, what Revolver writes about. Now, for example, bring this example here. When one sits down to have breakfast, so if one's koveya, one goes to breakfast with the intention, I need to have strength to learn. Yes. Anyone who's not sure about that goes straight to the bank manager making a mistake. One needs koveya to learn. One doesn't need to, one is not the horse will not be strong to carry the rider. The shaman rides on the goof. So if one goes to breakfast with the intention, a cup of orange juice, tasty oranges, right? And the greens and the whatever, right? It's yummy. No, but one sets about eating breakfast with the intention and choosing food that's taka, one's looking for the whole grain or the proteins, the vitamins, a little bit of that, a little bit of that. Right? Mom puts some broccoli on the plate, right? So, and one sits down with the intention that I want to be strong, I want to be healthy, so that I can learn. Now, even though there is a certain aspect of yummy, and we get into it, right? But it's what we would call partially the Shem Shemayim. Meaning, if one is sat down intending to eat the Shem Shemayim, intending to eat because it's healthy and I want to be strong, but it's also the Shema, that is also, if one does machlis the l'shem shemayim, the l'shem that I should be healthy, one does put the thing, we just break it down now, there is a shem. That is also the nahas ruach. And there's a myriad of different levels. And this applies to all the inyanim of rishus, sleeping, eating, exercise, teal, entertainment. What is, and as many people as there are in the room, if we would all sit down and do one particular activity together, as many of us as there are, there would be different levels in this aspect. And each, totally on certain things, right? Totally on certain things. But each one of us, depending on before the hearing the Shulchan Aruch and after hearing the Shulchan Aruch, right? And each one of us, and on a different day, right? On the day when we're not so, you know. More inspired, less inspired, we would be doing the same activity as different as we each are from each other. To that extent, the avoider would be a different avoider. Only a person who knows. So each one of us is shy to some level of the Shulchan Aruch, which is a chiyuv that. One is in Oyvet the Savoy Atomic, and what we're getting from Rabbi Sainu is it's not the Gor or the Gornit, right? It's not, or you're a Tadi Yisoyd Oylo, or you're a Chol. Now, what's the Iker Kovaya? What's the Iker ingredient that we need in order for us, where we're holding, to be able to apply the Shulchan Aruch? What? Now, one second. What does it take for us to be able to, in these inyan where there's the tziruf of the kavanah l'shem shemayim together with hanah, with our self pleasure, self enjoyment? Firstly, one has to have the ratzon to be an oyud Hashem. If one doesn't aspire to this, one may not. It could be one doesn't aspire to it because one feels it's not shy. That's why. That's what we're doing today. this Hashem. We have a few minutes. It's mainly again also to for the wives, for the home, or the voice Hashem of the woman. However, they are always sick all day long, came out in things which are not picked up. We're busy with Torah, which is yesterday, Torah is feeding the name, feeding the kids, feeding the sweet and sponge. So that's all rituals. So this is tremendously a sort of a topic for the family, for the home. We nearly there. So, but what's the Iker thing that one has to know, that one has to do in order to be able to apply this Shulchan Aruch, where we can start on some level to put in the Lashem Shemayim? So for that, the first thing is the Rotzen. Rotzen to be an Oyed Hashem. If one has a Rotzen, one realizing after we finish our discussion that it's a few rabbis said it was Shaykh for us as well. And all the Gedolim that we know of when they started out, and they weren't yet the Gedolim that they were, which happens to be the case, so they appreciated the Sisoi. And they slowly but surely mosifed a little bit more of that ingredient into the each aspect of the rituals, a little bit more of the Shem Shemayim. So the first thing is the rots, and the second thing, and that's once you have the rots, if you don't have the rots, then we talk about it. But if we have the rots, we would like this, we would like to be able to be a Oyvde Hashem Tomei. The second, that what we need then is Hachon, Machshov. Two of us could, we could sit down, two people could sit down, and one and a Chomsa. They're both holding on the same one, right? But the one sat down to eat his chicken, and he didn't stop to think one second. There's a thing in your doing things to change your mind. A little bit of coffee. I mean, I'm hungry, I can enjoy this. It's tasty. It's good. I'm not holding on the Madrega on the one extreme of the Eved Hashem Gomel without any little bit of self. No one's trying to pretend that we are. But I could sit down with a little bit of Machshava or Hachana, and that might be while you're saying the Bracha. There's one saying the Bracha. So you could have one person who goes, dives into it, and enjoys it, and he was much seen an opportunity of avoiding the Hashem. Of being Mechavan Hashem Shammai. Let me quote from the Supreme Seer, from the Derech Hashem. This is phenomenal. Not only have you been Mafsid, Oyed Hashem, or what is considered to be Oyed Hashem, Tomei, even in the Rei Rishus, but listen to this. This is Derech Hashem. That which a person, Mashe Ha'odah Mishtamish Min Ha'olam Letzorchoi, that which a person uses the world for his needs, where his intention is using it for health and that he should be on the optimum level of health, and not like the choymer pulls, where the choymer pulls us towards motarot, so it's things which we don't need without. When a person is mishtamish min ha'olam for what he needs, and with the, maybe it's the kavana, the kavana, so that the guf should be mukhan and muzuman to, so that the neshama can use the guf for avodas Hashem. You need a healthy guf. So that there shouldn't be any ikuv in that the oskan run. So, when, listen to this, when a person uses the world, al derech hazeh, this is mamish, I never appreciated it to this extent until I saw this month. And if you ask me, maybe one should be able to realize, yes, it really is. Says the Ramchal, Neyimta hatash mishahu ba'atzmoy poyal ashleyus. That rishus, that job, going for a job, with this intention, this would be a healthy book, right? So that I can do avoid it somewhere. He says the Ramchal, that action, that activity itself is poel shleimus, is poel on the person shleimus, and he will be koile maila amitis. He'll be koile maila, meaning he's gaining Ma'alot, like he's koineh b'maisa kol ha'mitzvos kulam. You hear that? Just like when you put on tefillin, according to this Ramchal, when you put on tefillin, poshut, we know, ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, it's poel shleim, it's a mitzvah esem. Says the Ramchal, when you go for your job, with the right kavana, you are poel shleim to the same extent. So, without the Ramchal, we could never say such a chiddush. Ramchal said that, yeah, you aren't doing less when you're going for your job or sitting down to eat when it's in this, with this intent of this time, this kibun. And you're not doing less than when you're not fit. There's a nice, they bring us here with a Chofetz Chaim, two boys in Yeshiva in Europe, they bought filling of Udori. So the Chofetz Chaim asked them where they got the money from, so they said they saved from their ration for their food. So the Chofetz Chaim told them they had to give the filling back. Asked if they could give the filling back, get the money back. The Chofetz Chaim says, preacher, that they want to be machmir on themselves to get back for twinning, but they can use someone else's twinning or growing. Yes, twinning that way. But this is money that you need for your health, and any shortfall in sustaining oneself is going to be nikar in your avodah. It's going to be shulshan in your avodah Hashem. Lefi the divrei Ramchal that we've just seen now, we understand it on a higher level. That's mitzvah, that's mitzvah. Tefillin is a mitzvah, that's not a mitzvah. So what this means is that a person is surrounded kol hayom in mitzvahs, effectively. Either a tibi mufurash put on tefillin, or it's reshus, that's a, you don't have to, you can, but you mechamed Hashem Shemayim. And that's mamash l'chayim s'levavos. L'chayim s'levavos in Shara Avodah Selukim. Looking up that child. This is the topic. He says, not a rega that's panui from mitzvah, either from mitzvah or from mitrachetim, from Hashem. He brings here that Roshach in the Sikha said there's two categories of mitzvah. There's mitzvah that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koveya dalet minim. What's koveya dalet minim? Sorry, it's koveya that you need dalet minim. And those dalet minim are the mitzvahs. Says it's mitzvah, then the person himself is koveya. When you decide that four slices of bread, as an example, that's what your whole thing is, Nagid, he says, that the person decides four slices is what I need to be strong for the day, so I should be able to learn properly. When you decide four slices of bread, so Rasha says, those four slices, it's like you're done at me. The four slices is what it takes for you to mekayim your mitzvah. Your mitzvah, that you are koveya, that's the only difference. You koveya, that's Roshus, these in your name. You feel this Ramchal. You feel the Chayyot of Ovis. You feel the Shulchan Aruch. Effectively, you mamish, it's like mitzvah training. That's what the Ramchal doshin was, like someone who's mechayim kamo sheyikne b'maise kol ha'mitzvah skudah. When one does any of the mitzvahs, on the same adrega mamish. Okay, now. That's the yesod. Now, that's all totally in machshavah. Of course, assuming that we aspire to, we realize the shaya, we realize we were chayav, and we realize that Rabbi Sanger said it's not the goro of the goro anymore. Right? There's a million different levels in between, and each little step further, a little bit more kavana, the shaykh shemayim is an achievement. Now. If there's machshava, that's why the machshava is so fundamental, because if you think about it, this is when there's room for individuality. I mean, amongst the all blacks, we're all blacks, so when you see a difference, and I mean, until we were putting on filling or this or that, so then you could see the difference between the stages of the growth. Where do you find, where's there enough to mean between, we're all in the base measures. All keeping it. We're all good. possible even feeling them passions and all the hidden remoteness. Where's the room for us? Where's the individuality? Where am I unique? And this is where this is all these nyonim, in how much a person puts in that little bit of effort, and it takes only a little bit to put oneself onto a madrega way. Was this act makarev me to Hashem, or was it merachek? Was it marachek? That's the test. It's karavti or it's hitlachavti. Did I get closer or did I get further? With a little bit of kavana, every one of us, even where we're holding right now, are able to do things in a way that you can say we, if we're honest, and we do in the for the right machshava. If we take with a hachon in the machshava, we can say it's karavti Hashem. This is also the sort of it's not historical statement, but this is the sort of Einoid Milvada. Einoid Milvada means not just Shoma, not just Ruach, but Nefesh and Guf, not just mitzvahs, but even sleeping, even all the different rishus. Mamish, there's no chelik that's not a part of Einoid Milvada. There's a meister that I heard from from Rabbi Chilya, one of the, he had tremendous shimush by the burning, and they mechayved him to go to teach him. Anyway, you bring the meister there, Rabbi Chilya, he was very hard, he was very good, and having listened a few times over to the same shir, managed to follow what he was saying. But he tells the other mindset of the couple.